50 years ago, a record company in England released an anthology of Jamaican music, which introduced ska and rock steady and reggae music to many people around the world who hadn't really heard it before. Today, that three-record set is being re-released. Here's John Kalish.
Growing up in southern England, Bob Bell fell in love with Jamaican music when he bought his first recording in 1963. As far as he was concerned, the explosion of musical creativity fueled by thousands of Jamaican immigrants in the late 1950s and early 60s was being ignored. At the time, the UK's musical gatekeepers didn't share his enthusiasm.
Most of the establishment media denigrated reggae. The establishment just called it monotonous. It annoyed me because I'd come up listening to blues and R&B, and to me the Jamaican music scene was quite similar in a way to the post-war record scene in the US, where you had a plethora of independent labels.
Give me all your love, oh yeah, every day, yeah. Give me all your kisses every night, beneath. Tell me that you love me all the time, and baby, say you're mine.
In 1965, Bell went to work for Island Records, which would later sign Bob Marley as well as Toots and the Maytals. When Trojan Records was launched in 1968, Bell became its production manager. At first, the label's records sold mostly via word of mouth after people heard them at clubs or on pirate radio.
It didn't see any national exposure at all until some of these records started to make a little bit of a noise. By 1969, 1970, we'd had several records in the hit parade in Britain.
Bob Bell came up with the idea of putting out a triple LP anthology titled The Trojan Story in 1971 and was in charge of selecting its 50 tracks, which range from mento, the Jamaican cousin of calypso, to ska, rocksteady, and reggae. But Bell made a conscious decision not to include any hits on the compilation. Instead, he emphasized the music's breadth. The 1969 song Pressure Drop by Toots and the Maytals didn't make it onto the UK charts, but it's one of two songs from the Trojan Story that made it into the soundtrack of The Harder They Come, the 1972 film credited with greatly expanding reggae's popularity. The Trojan anthology had been out for a year before the film was completed.
I didn't want to make it all reverential necessarily and scholarly, but I wanted to give it some respect. I wanted people to be able to listen to the music and say, oh, I see. Well, that sort of influenced that, and then that influenced that, and oh, here we are. Now we're at reggae.
The Trojan Story anthology accomplished just that, says Kwame Dawes, a scholar of reggae music who teaches at the University of Nebraska. Dawes grew up in Jamaica.
This compilation is really covering about 10 years of important musical evolution in Jamaica, establishing that narrative of the evolution of the music to say that these are all in conversation with each other. That concept of a music that is evolving was one of the achievements of that compilation.
Dawes says the Trojan Story is also valuable because it includes lesser-known recordings by reggae superstars like Desmond Dekker and Jimmy Cliff. And, says Dawes, the anthology contains examples of what he refers to as the reggaeification of songs that aren't part of the canon of indigenous Jamaican music.
Let's take the Maytones' Black and White. That tune is a ditty done by Pete Seeger in the 1950s. Then it becomes this reggae hit in this compilation.
The child is black, the child is white. The whole world looks upon that sight. A beautiful sight.
And then it's picked up in the reggae style by Three Dog Night later on.
One of the tunes on the Trojan Story that might be recognizable to even those unfamiliar with Jamaican music is Message to You, Rudy, which was covered by the Specials and rose to number 10 on the UK singles chart in 1979. The original version was recorded in 1967, a time when there were several dozen songs about rude boys committed to vinyl. A rude boy is the Jamaican equivalent of a hooligan. Rude boys had their own fashions.
The summer of 1967, the old rude boy thing was happening big in Jamaica.
Dandy Livingston wrote and performed the original song.
Everybody was onto a rude boy song. So I said to myself, why not come up with something? Which I did. And say no more. Message to Rudy.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy.
Trojan lasted, what, 7 years, only that, but it seemed like 70. It was only 7 years, from 68 to 75. Within those 7 years, man, Trojan Records influenced the world.
According to Bob Bell, at one point Trojan put out as many as 16 new singles a week. That marketing strategy was ultimately blamed for the company's demise. Bell, now 74 and living in Oakland, California, has no regrets.
We had enthusiasm. Enthusiasm and love for the music. You know, you can't beat that. That becomes contagious.
The Trojan Story is available on vinyl, CD, and as a digital download. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.